Welcome back to The Drive Time. My guest in the studio is Krista Skudovich and Bruce, whose last name I completely forget.
Walker.
Bruce Walker. You know what? I'm really good with names, folks, but I got to say them over and over again in my head. Otherwise, I completely forget them. Apparently Bill Clinton was like, he could remember you. Jean Chrétien, same thing. If you met Jean Chrétien once and he got your name, he'd remember it forever.
Definitely.
Yeah, he never remembered my name, though. Anyway, we're talking about empty bowls, dinners, the auction, but really what we've been talking about is social justice and the advocacy work of the Help Center and the Legal Center. But we did mention before the break that one of the sponsors of this event is the United Way of Northumberland. There are a number of other sponsors, and we'll mention those as well, including the Rosewood Estates and Northumberland Potters. Well, let's just mention them here. We got Joseph's
Estate Winery. Yeah, they come. They're the clutch people.
Joseph's Estate Winery.
The most popular guy at the event.
Yeah, I guess. More wine.
Yes. So everybody who comes, you'll get a ticket for a free glass of wine. You can purchase additional ones for $5 cash. And Joe will be there with all kinds of selection for you to pick from. But yeah, thank you, Dave, for mentioning our sponsors. And
Now I know Rosewood has that lovely bus that they use to take people around. Are they going to be providing after dinner rides home for people who may have
just to the parking lot? Not personal rides home, but yes, to the St. Mary's High School parking lot. So shuttle service there for parking. But, you know, our services couldn't be even made possible without our two core funders that, and you mentioned it before going on break there. The United Way of Northumberland is our core funder for the Help Center side. We truly wouldn't be able to keep our doors open without their support. So please, you know, continue to support their events year-round and their campaign. And Legal Aid Ontario provides the funding, main source of funding for our legal center. We do lots of other fundraising and grants application to keep programs going, like many other nonprofits, you know, piecemeal money together to make sure that we can continue to meet the demand, and we do. I don't know if anyone's been in our office lately, but we've crammed more students and staff in there.
Well, last time I was in there, it was pretty packed.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and that was last summer. So
yeah, you know, small agency, but we are growing to meet the demand, and you know, expanding our services, and you know, adapting and going with the flow as the issues change. You know, we change and adapt too. But look, we really look forward to Thursday. Glad Dave's coming to make it a little bit more exciting for us.
It's gonna be fun. I know I'm going to have a good time, but like, these are some of the questions that you can have answered. So I don't know that I'm going to get your answers right now, listeners, but this is just some of the common questions. You know, what are the rules about taking time off work for illness and emergencies? Are there legal rules? Do you have any legal rights? What can a landlord legally take? When can a landlord legally take your possessions? Interesting question, right? Maybe you got locked out of your apartment for whatever reason. Maybe you didn't pay. Maybe you had a dispute. Next thing you know, they've taken your stuff and sold it. Oh, they can't do that. My apartment's too hot. Do I have a legal right to air conditioning? Good question, right? Especially with climate change. Let's face it, man. My son lives in a little mouse hole in a building in Parkdale, and it's pretty hot in there in the summertime. I'm sure Satan comes by just to warm up. What are my rights when I rent or buy a water heater? That's a great one, actually. This is a great question, and I'm sure that a lot of people have this question because... you know, I had a situation when I was running my own business and we were renting it. We paid every month to rent this thing and there was a problem with it. I called them up, said there's a problem with it. They came and went, oh, you're a commercial place. I'm like, well, yeah, we're commercial residential split. I go, oh, yeah, well, we don't rent to commercial entities any longer. Oh, well, when did you stop doing that? Well, we stopped doing that about 3 years ago. Oh, okay. So I've been paying you rent for the last 3 years with a service contract and you're now telling me you're not going to honor the service contract.
Great
right?
question for the legal center. Right? You know, call them up.
So give them, if that's the situation you're going through, like I have, it's funny. I've experienced so many wonderful things in my life. Can I work and still get income support from ODS or from OW or ODSP? That's another question. Because again, we talked about, you know, precarious employment mm-hmm. and the fact, you know, I know a woman who works in this community and she gets 20 hours a week, but it's almost as though the employer has planned this. So she can't look for work elsewhere because she gets like 2 hours a day for 5 days or
right.
something like that. And it's always right in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't look for a job when you're at a job.
Yep.
And your employer's giving you just enough hours to keep you hanging on.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes we hear all these numbers about, you know, increased job, lower unemployment rate. But a lot of that job growth is in precarious employment. And, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of risk comes with that. And sometimes... you know, safety issues and, yeah, limitations on, you know, being able to hold another job. And, you know, but unfortunately, some people here have to hold, you know, 4 or 5 different part-time jobs just to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes when we hear about the job growth, we forget that, you know, the job growth, the positive job growth doesn't actually always equate to great scenarios for those.
Well, a lot of the job growth, too, is part-time jobs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's so much full-time jobs as part-time job, the growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, and it's all to save the employer money, right? I mean, mm-hmm. if you're paying somebody a part-time salary, then you don't have to provide them with all kinds of ancillary benefits yeah. that you might have to provide a full-time employee. A few years ago, the province changed the rules with regarding temps. So if you worked at a temp agency longer than 30 days and they let you go, then you were entitled to a severance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they started letting people go at 28 days.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I don't know if that's happened here specifically, but I know mm-hmm. that it has happened. I know it happened in Alberta because I talked to some of my callers from Alberta who raised it as an issue. In Ontario, they have. In Quebec. So because again, it's all about maximizing profit, right, for these companies.
Absolutely, yeah.
Unfortunately, in the long run, it's maximizing profits at the
they're taking money out of your pocket.
Exactly.
That's the thing, finding a full-time job, you know, with a pension and benefits anymore, it's mm-hmm. it's kind of a rare thing.
Well, it is. It's almost a luxury. Mm-hmm. It really is luxury, then. But, and again, you know, you say you worked at the Motors for mm-hmm. for a long time, and of course, the days,
30 years.
The days of getting a job and being there for 30 years
absolutely.
Appear
yeah.
to be over.
Yeah.
So how do you help people? Is there help for people who are coming from that situation? Because I'm sure you're dealing with people who are suffering from, you know, the anguish involved in that, whether it's mental stress. Obviously, that's the kind of thing that leads to additional domestic conflict, because the number one domestic issue in most domestic violence situations, or even if there's a blow up, not a violent blow up, it's about money. It's about the concern, you know, one person's worried, the other person might not be worried enough. Do you get people coming to the help center with concerns on how they can put themselves back on track?
Absolutely. And you know what? It might be one thing that they walk in the door for because, you know, they lost their job or they got a utilities disconnection notice or an eviction notice because they've been behind on payments or something. But that's the nice thing about the help center and the legal center working together there, because you can come in for one thing, talk to some staff, and realize, wow, there's actually 4 or 5 other things that we could help you with. You know, you might have thought that your utilities being disconnected was your one issue, and you need help with that right now. We can help you with that. We can find some grant money to you know, avoid a disconnection in the middle of winter when you need heat. But we can also link you to a lawyer or a paralegal there or another help center staff to figure out, you haven't filed your income tax? Oh, because that relates to a whole, you know, other list of spin-off things that could mm-hmm. be entitlements, the child benefits.
GST?
Yeah, anything like that. So you can come in the door and find out, you know, what actually is another issue about your income security that we could help you with. You came in for utilities, but we might be able to help you with 4 other things. You know, maybe you were wrongfully dismissed from a job. And you have no idea.
Landlord issues.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, talk to one of our legal staff and they can, you know, ask you some key questions about things. And you might find that we're able to help you with a whole lot more than you were expecting. So really, the message is, you know, anybody who could use this help, we're there to serve low-income residents. Give the help center and the legal center a call, even if you're not sure if you have a legal issue. Or you're not sure if, you know, the Help Center provides this exact service, although we do a lot. there's not much we don't do over there, but, you know, just call. Pick up the phone, send an email, or come into the office and, you know, and talk to somebody. We're, you know, we'd like to do the face-to-face thing, and that's why we travel all over the county to these hub offices so we can still provide, mm-hmm. you know, personal confidential service to people.
So if you're sitting at home and you're wondering to yourself, my goodness, is there something I can do about this? Or, geez, I wish there was a service that maybe the first step is to give them a call. So you can call them in Cobourg. I'm going to give you the toll-free number for the Help Center. It's 1-888-698-3382. And the number for the Community Legal Center is 800-850-7882. So, again, you can also visit their office at 1005 Elgin Street West in Suite 301. And if you haven't already got your ticket for the event that is coming up this Thursday, 2 nights away for the big event, the big dinner at Rosewood Estates, it's Thursday, April 14th, 6 p.m. Help us Your help makes our help possible. That's what the slogan is for folks. And it's true. It's very, very true. And it's a $50 ticket, which is really, let's face it, it's a donation if you want to look at it that way. It's not tax deductible, however. But you'll enjoy a great meal, a glass of wine, and some great conversation, maybe some funny antics. And the silent auction is there, and they always have some wonderful silent auction items. Any clues as to what people could be bidding on this year?
Ooh, tons of things. We have lots of, we had a ton of support from local businesses and amazing support. Thank you to all the businesses and individuals who've donated things like dog training. We've got a photography session. We've got some service from a local car dealership. Lots of goods and services, some electronics, jewelry, everything, actually.
Lots of local businesses.
Yeah, tons of local business support. Lots of gift certificates. So come on out. Remember, it's for a good cause. And and Dave's going to help us jack up those bids during the live.
We are. I'm going to ramp them up as much as we can. We'll talk it up. That's how you do it. You talk it up. You tell folks, hey, you don't want to walk out of here without that. And maybe you didn't get the highest bid, but you can always go back to the table. You can always go back to the table. Anyway, it is Thursday, April 14th at 6 p.m. at the Rosewood Estates, 255 Densmore Road. Tickets are available in Coburg at All Creatures Great and Small, 34 King Street West. Big shout out to Teresa and Heather there. Holton Flowers, Blake, thanks for listening at 62 Walton Street in Port Hope. And the Help Center, of course, Help and Legal Centers, Suite 301 at the Fleming Building. Just have to say the Fleming Building. Most people know where that is. If you don't live in Coburg or Port Hope, that is at 1005 Elgin Street West on the south side. And really, it's lots of parking there. There's lots of people there to help you. And if you need help, either with a legal situation or maybe just to find out, you know, how you can, you know, wend your way through whatever social service you might need, that's what it's all about. This is the social justice advocacy group here. And there are so many other community partners that you would work with. I mean, Greenwood Coalition, I'm sure you've done a lot of work with them.
The Salvation Army is another one. I mean, United Way in general, a lot of their partner agencies partner with a ton of people. You know, if you think you need help with even just filling out a form for Ontario Works or Disability Sports or CPP, you know, or workplace forms, you know, if you've been injured, that kind of thing, you know, even if it's just for help filling out a form, which I think a lot of us know, can be tricky. And, you know, even if it's just for that, come on in, get some help. You might talk to someone else and realize we can help you with a whole lot more. You know,
you never know what it'll turn into.
Yeah, it could be something simple. It could be, you know, something complicated. And, you know, we have lawyers that could see even through a whole hearing, you know, if it's a legal issue that we can help you navigate. But, you know, something as simple as as a form being filled out to representing you at a case. Then.
And oftentimes when you ask for help, it's, you know, it's overwhelming. You know, you don't know. You know, there's all this angst about whether or not you can ask for help, whether there's help available. And then you walk in the door and you realize, wow, I should have done this months ago. It really is that easy, listeners. It's that easy to get help at the Help Center. It's that easy to get help at the Northumberland Legal Help Center as well. My guests in studio have been Krista Skudovich and Bruce
Walker.
Bruce Walker, thank you very much. And thanks to them for coming in again. And as I say, if you haven't got your tickets already, give them a call. Drop by either All Creatures Great and Small, Holton Flowers in Port Hope, or the Help Center, and get your tickets, because this is going to be a fun event. I know I've spoken to people who've been there before. My sister-in-law was there in the past. She could not get a ticket this year, she said. So I'm going to tell her there are still a couple of tickets available. And who knows, maybe she's already got something planned. She is a town councillor, after all, and busy, busy, busy. Anyway, you've been listening to The Drive Time. This is Canada's only holistic political chat, folks. We're gonna wrap it up right now. We're going to go with Guess Who? She's Come Undone right here on Truly Local Radio. Thanks for joining us, Krista.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bruce Walker.
I look forward to seeing you Thursday. Thank you very much as well.
Thank you.
Folks, no, we're going to take our break first, apparently. I'm getting a heads up in my head that we're taking a break first, then we're going to go with some great music. So stick around.